So again, a good Erev Shabbos, a good Chodesh Nisan. We're going to talk a little bit today about Tumas HaTehom. So Tumas HaTehom is really one of the most interesting topics in Tumah, because you would think that all Sveikos, all matters of uncertainty, are spoken for in the context of what we're going to talk about a lot in the next Masechta. And so to what you already started talking about, that we have already a triage mechanism, like we say in general in halacha, safik derabanan lekula, safik deraisa lechomra, etc. So we say safik tumah b'rishos hayachid. Good morning, Daniel. Good morning. Safik tumah b'rishos hayachid is tame. Safik tumah b'rishos harabim is tahor. So when it comes to tumas hatahom, right, that means a tumah which was literally tahom is all the way from the depths. We'll see different examples of this, you know, in a little bit. Morning, Danielle. That you would think that it should just be totally dependent on that factor. So we'll see why that's not the case. But as you won't be surprised to find out, not all tumos hatahom are created equal. And so we're going to get into that. And we're going to really see in the Mishnah a very important distinction, which is based on what we call a chazaka meikara, chazaka de kamaisa, sometimes it's called, which is that if we have a bari, if we have something that is clear, vadai, and then we have a question, a reyusa, as it were, as to whether that status persisted. Let's say we know somebody was tahor, and now there are reasonable grounds, what they would call in the world of criminality, probable cause, okay? Maybe to believe that this person became tameh, but we don't have any dispositive evidence. There's a principle in halacha which also has resonance in the world of tuma vitara in safik motzi midevadai, that we cannot generally overturn a known status for a safik. Now, everybody here, their mind is percolating. They say, "But Rabbi, in a few years we're going to start Masechta Nida, Daf Beis Amud Beis." We're going to see the principle of tarte l'reyusa. Let's say it's not just one factor. Let's say there are multiple factors that are giving us reason, you know, to question. You're absolutely right. That is something of a different story, and we'll have to talk about that, but we have a few years before we get there, so nobody has to worry about that, certainly not before Pesach. Okay, so here we go. We're going to start on the top, as we left off, on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And let me give everybody a chance to find the place. Top of the Amud, top of the order. Nazir Shegileach, he already did the Giluach, already shaved off his hair. Forget about the Korbanos. V'nodalo shu tameh. Then he found out that he became tameh. Yim tuma yedua, if it was a known tuma, incontrovertible, soser, it's going to destroy an element of the Nazira. So we're going to have to talk about which element is a soser, because remember, Rabbi Lazar had a lot to say about that. He says, "Zos Torah Hanazir biyom Melos Yemei Nizro laachar Melos." That it's only Soser Shiva; it doesn't go back and undermine all 30 or more. But we'll get there in due course. Vim Tumas Tahom, but if it's in this category of the unknown Tuma of the depths, right? It's really one of those great expressions, Tumas HaTahom. Eino Soser. So Imad Shel Gidoyach Benkach Uvenkach Soser. But even Tumas HaTahom will be soser if he hasn't done Giluach yet. So the Gemara wants to know, the Mishnah rather wants to know, what are we talking about when we talk about Tumas HaTahom? So Ketzat, Yarad Litbol Ba'me'ari, went to do Tevilan Ma'ara, presumably he was Tameh, V'nimtza Me'i Saf Al Pi'an Ma'ara, Tameh, that he's in for a big surprise. Right? He goes down into the cave to do Tevila, and he, you know, whatever, you know, goes into the water, as it were. And lo and behold, what does he find there? A dead body, right? It sounds like something from a ghoulish, I don't know if anybody here is into horror genre. That was never so much my thing. But it sounds like something out of that. So that's a case where apparently it crosses the boundaries of Yidua. Okay? Nimtza Meshuka Bekarka. But if a dead body is not found floating, but found in the ground, so what does it depend on? Yara Bahakar, if he was Tahor, and he just went to cool off Tahor, because, as we'll see in a second, he has the Chazaka de Neikara, his presumptive state was Tahor. Alitar mitumas meis, but if he was tame, tame, shechezkas tame, tame, vechezkas tar tar, shiraglayim ledavar. So if he went into the water, and then on the way out, he saw that there was a dead body there, he's not sure exactly if he touched the dead body, if he was ma'ahil, if he you know, was over the airspace of the dead body. So we're going to say, sorry, Charlie, you went in tame. We're going to have to assume that you came out tame because we don't have dispositive or overwhelming evidence that you became tahor. So here the chazaka, the meikara, plays an enormous role. So the Gemara wants to know what's the source for Tomas ha-tahom. Mano ani milay amir ablazer damakra v'chi amus meisala b'fesa pisom alav b'mechuvera slow. The Torah speaks about a nazir becoming tame. He has to have certain knowledge. Reish Lakish says differently. Amar amakra ki asam tame la nefesh. This is appropriate. It comes up in the context of the Karban Pasach of the derech rechoka. Ki derech, ma derech begaloi, the road is open. Av kol bedel galoi, it has to be known. So be'elohad, it's not. But what about other evidence? Ezoi tumas ha-tahom, kol she'inu makira echad b'sof ha'olam, makira echad b'sof ha'olam, ein zo tumas ha-tahom, that even if one person in China, one person in Korea, one person at the ends of the earth, from wherever you are, knows about this tumah, it's not considered tumas ha-tahom. That tumas ha-tahom is defined as something which is a suffix as far as all of humanity is concerned. That doesn't seem to comport at all with that standard of derech where it's completely open. So if we're prepared to adopt that standard, right? Bishlam demandamar ki derech shapir el demandamar mechuveres lo. That if you're sure ki makir echad b'sof ha'olam my heavy. We don't understand. It depends on your knowledge, not the knowledge of somebody b'sofa olam b'su. And moreover, the Gemara says that Tanya motzi meis mushkav lechava shel derech b'truma tamei b'nazir b'siyas pesach tar. Let's say you walked over a road and then you see a dead body on that road. So we're going to say that you're not definitely considered tamei. We don't have any definitive evidence. And again, your chazaka meikara, your presumptive status was that of tar. But at the same time, when it comes to, so that's as far as Karban Pesach, or Nazir, or Din and Daraisa, but as far as Truma, and certainly Kadshim, we're going to draw a harder line in the sand, so Mai Shana, so that's a situation where again, we would assume that it would, not really meet that standard. So Elo Tumas HaTahom, Gemara, Gemiri La, rather we can't derive it from a Pasuk, Tumas HaTahom is indeed a Halacha, L'Mesha Misina. All right, so Imad Shelo Gileach, we suggested that that's going to be a critical time point. So Ma'antana Rabbi Yochanan, of course, Rabbi Lazar, he's the only one who said, Tiglachas Na'keves. Question was posed by Rami Bar Chama, So let's say he became Tamei within the 30 days of Naziris. Litma B'soch Malos, V'nodu Alach Malos, Mahu. So Basar Yediyaz Linan, do we follow when he found out, which was Atma Malos, V'yediyach Malosi, Olo? Ulamai, so why would we care about that? The mister. So figure out how much we're going to be soser, how much of his nazirus we are going to contravene. So Amarava Tashma. So let's go and try to figure out the question. Top line, Samach Gimel Amid Beis. So if it was before he engaged in the process of shearing the hair off his head, Imad Shalogi Layaf, so Ben Kach or Ben Kach Soser. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, and either way, no matter when it happened, it's going to be so. So you haven't been getting migaleach yet. So hechidam, that's our mishnah. So idis yadalei b'soch malos tzrichol neimer. That should be obvious, right? If you found out on day 16, obviously it destroys your entire nazir. So alav la'achar malos. So it must be a case where you found out even la'achar malos shema mina, and it's soser your naziris. However, we still have a question: how much is it really soser? V'adayin tzibaylocha. Kulo soser, does it destroy the whole thing? Is this the majority position? Oshiva soser, or only a week? Leman, Ilav the Rabbanim Pshita the Kulo soser, because they don't have this distinction. However, Ilav Rab Lazar, Kol Achar Malos, anything that happens after Malos, after he completed his Naziras, Shiva soser. So Amal Chahani Mile, Ki Nitma Achar Malos, V'hai Lifnei Malosu, Adilma Shani Hachi, Diyadi Achar Malosi. So we say, for Rabbi Lazar, you really have to ask the question. Because let's be clear. Rabbi Lazar says, if you already completed your period of Naziros, 30 days, and then you become Tameh, the maximum amount which can be lost is 7 days. But Rabosai, that's very different than saying, I really became Tamei on day 4. I just didn't know about it until after 30 days. Maybe even Reb Elazar will agree that you never really observed a period of 30 days. We don't have evidence about that, do we? So the Gemara says, maybe that really is a difference. Odoma shani hacha di acham elosi minaktani ben kach so serve lokam iflugi. So the Gemara says it's quite possible that even Reb Elazar will acknowledge. Tana Rabbana, hamoti meis mutal rechava shel derech l'truma tami benazir bosei pesach tar. So we said before that as far as truma and kachim, we're going to rabbinically draw a firm line, but given the fact that we don't have clear evidence that you actually became tamei, we're not going to say it destroys your naziris. We're not going to prevent you from bringing your korban pesach. But that's only in a situation where there was no place to pass. He really covered the whole span of the road. But if he had a place to pass, right, so then he's tar even for truma. Now, I want to say, just parenthetically, that New Yorkers have a tremendous advantage when it comes to this Gemara. You know, I always think to myself, growing up on the radio, maybe some of you had the same experience. We'd sit in the back of the station wagon, if people remember what those were, before the advent of the minivan. Okay, all the way, way in the back, my brother and I. My parents would be listening to 1010 Winds. We'd be stuck on the cross Bronx for what felt like at least a few decades. And, you know, my parents would put on the radio, what's going on? It's obviously before the internet, before people had drones to tell them what's going on in traffic. And, you know, my brother and I would be kidding around in the back. You know, we're 6, 7 years old. And you can tell we're being raised in New York because we say, it's across the span. Why is there so much traffic? Because the tractor trailer is across the span, right? Not even one lane is open, right? You don't know. Wait, who needs the traffic guy to tell you that, right? It's obvious. So this is what we call tuma across the span. There is no place to pass, okay? So in that situation, we said, that's where we're going to make the Malo de Rabbanan by Truman Kutchin. I see Martin laughing over here. Martin knows all about the cross the span, okay? Anybody who commuted into New York knows a little bit about the cross the span. Tim, do they have any parallel concept in the UK, across the span? Any such thing? Okay. No, they don't have such.
Not so much.
They don't have that. Okay. The New Yorkers have an advantage.
The US crossed the span. I'm very
familiar with it. All right. Enough time in America to know about across the span. So you have an advantage. So the tumah across the span, the assumption is, may be very difficult to pass. But, you know, it's not a traffic jam if one lane is open. You know, two lanes are open. You know, anything could be going on in the third lane. Just a little bit of color on an Arab Shabbos doesn't hurt anything. So, you know, people know about the phenomenon of rubbernecks. So there's an accident in one lane, whatever it is. So, you know, being raised in New York, so you become habituated to the minhagim of New Yorkers. So again, sitting in the way back of the station wagon, this goes back to 1990. I remember it vividly. So my brother and I would sit all the way in the back, and it was facing, people can remember this. Nobody remembers 30 years ago. More. The station wagon used to have a rear facing component. People know what I'm talking about. You could sit facing the back of the road, so you'd see all the road rage. My brother and I would be laughing. You know, these people actually had like work to get to. We were just kids. We didn't have anywhere to be. So if one lane was open and there was rubbernecking because people are looking at the accident, so that people would roll down the windows and say, "Hey, buddy, what are you looking at? You know, drive." So, you know, that is not considered to be, you know, anything that we would have to worry about. It's only when it's across the span that we're magdir it as a chashash tuma for purposes of truma and kachim. But even that is not enough, okay? But medvar mamurim shemitzo shalim. It's a whole body of a meshubar, but it's just the body parts and the furak. Again, we don't have this positive evidence because maybe you didn't touch anything. Maybe you walked between the raindrops if the body wasn't whole. The kever, however, if there's an actual grave, then we know that the kever is mitzarve, the mishubar b'furak, tamei b'neisha kever mitzarfo. But again, that's on foot. Abaltaon, arachov, tamei d'fishim halich miraglov, efshalo shalo yigav, shalo yasit, v'shalo yahil, taon arachov, v'yafshir shalo yigav, shalo yasit, v'shalo yahil. So we said again, that's only in a situation when you're walking as a pedestrian. But if a person is in a wagon, it's impossible that the wagon, which is so large, didn't touch or didn't move, cause the dead body to move, or was it mahil al hameis? So there we adopt these perspectives. But medvar mamurim b'tumas hatahom, in certain tumah avol tumah yedua shlosh dan tmei, and they're all tumah. Vezi tumas hatahom kol shein makira echad b'sofa olam, makira echad b'sofa olam. Even one person in the world, you'll never meet them, you don't know them, but they know the story, right? The North Korean mafia put a hit on this person and they buried the guy on the Crossbox Expressway and Kim Jong-un knows about it. That's not considered Tumas HaTahom. Echad makira b'sof ha'olam ein zo Tumas HaTahom. Hayatamun b'tevet. The body is in straw, but tsruros harezo Tumas HaTahom, because it's possible that it could remain concealed. B'yamin muv'afelo v'nikike ha'slayim, but if it's in the river, or if it's in the darkness, or if it's in between rocks, Einzo Tumas HaTahom. Why? Because we eventually figure somebody's going to find out about it. Al Yidei Adchak, Rashi says, because we're dealing, of course, with a situation where people are going to be able to figure it out. They're going to find the body. They look carefully, in the river. They can dredge up the river, whatever it is. So when they were looking for Jimmy Hoffa, I would often cite this Gemara. He said, there's no way he's between the rocks or the river. They know that's not Tumas HaTahom. He's got to be in somewhere which, he could really be fully concealed. They know this Gemara. So, below Amru Tumas HaTahom, El Olameis Bilvat, it doesn't apply to Zav, Zava, Mitzora, etc. Only it's a special halacha in Tumas HaNeis. So, Ketzat, we talked about in the Mishnah, a person is Yored, a person goes down, and again, the chazaka meikara. So tzafen metamelin in sheretz. We say when it comes to a sheretz, if it's floating, that's not metame. D'tanya savik tumma tzafa ben bechelim and bekarika tahora. Rabbi Shimon Omer bekelim, if it's floating in a vessel, it's tame bekarika tahora. So my time, let's go through the rationale. The Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Siri Adam top line samach dalid and aleph. My time, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi k'siv. Bechol asheretz hashoretz, kol makom shu shoretz, anywhere that the sheretz is krom, siv al ha'aretz. Al ha'aretz means only on the ground. Okay, so how do we resolve? Okay, tzad, vaday mago tame, if you certainly contacted your tame, savig mago tar. Okay, very good. So if we don't know that you're in contact with it, you can rely on the presumptive status, the default status, which is tar. Rabbi Shimon, my time. Amru l'ksiv, ach ma'yanu vor mikvimayim yudet tahor, l'ksiv yitama, ha'ketzad tzafa b'kelim tamei. So he says it's a question of where it's floating, in the kli it's tamei, b'karka tahor, if it's mechubber l'karka, like things that are mechubber l'karka, are tahor. So Tana Rabbanan, any source of tuma which can be carried or dragged, kol anitalin v'anigarin sfeikan tamei, right? It's as if they are stationary. Hanizrakin, things that are catapulted through the air, sveikan tahor. We don't say kluta kimishahun chadamya, principle in Hilchos Shabbos, that if it's in the airspace, it's as if it's already landed. No, we don't say that in this particular case. So nizrakin sveikan tahor, chutz, with one exception, kizayis hameis ve'amayil al pnei tuma v'chol davar shemitamei milamala kilamata. Okay, so this is an exception to Tumas HaMeis, or something which is mitame top to bottom. What is that including? Liisuye zav v'zava. Remember, we have a special halacha by zav and zava, those who are experiencing the bodily flow, that they have Tumas Mishka v'moshav, even without direct contact, even 10 pillows, one on top of the other, if they're sitting on the top, the bottom pillow is tame. So, boy, Rami Bar Chama, the following question. Meis b'kli, how do we look at this, right? You have some piece of a dead body, at least, in a vessel, and then the vessel is floating in the water. Mahu basar kli aslinan? Do we follow the kli? O basar misa aslinan? Simtim tilomer basar kli aslinan, that we're going to follow the status of the kli. So what about the following case? Meis al gabe sharetz. Let's say the meis isn't directly the kli, but it's on top of a sharetz in the kli. Mahu kevan da haitomas erev, haitomas shiva. The mace itself, the dead body, causes, that's a aviyavo satama, that causes a tumah chamura, and the sheretz only causes a tumah sarev, a tumah for the day. Kiman demachta tumah b'kli tamia, we relate to this as if it's tumah directly in the kli, o doma, Tuma smi chasi. Do we relate to this as like one large tuma? Vintim tzalomar command the machta tuma bechli damya. Yet we relate to the mace as if it's floating not on top of the sheretz but directly in the vessel. Vitame, and therefore it's going to be related to as tame, as we explained. Avada sheretz al gabi nevela. Let's say you have a sheretz on top of a dead animal. Unevela tzafa. Right, and the nevela is floating. Mahu kevan de tervayu tumas erev inun. Since they're both the same madrega, the same level of tuma, tumas michasi. Later, it is one large source of tuma. Odilma haikizayis vaichadasha. They have different shiurim, and therefore we can't necessarily combine them. So then, what we'd say about sheretz al gabe sheretz? That's the same level of tuma and the very same form of tuma. So hanivade chad shiurim inu. Odilma kevan de mifsiki. Since you know one's one sheretz, the other is another sheretz. Vimtim tzalomer sheretz agabe sheretz. Given the miskin adade command the mancha bechlidami. So what would we say about sheretz agabe nivela sheni mucha? Sheretz on top of nivela, which is already disintegrated or immolated. Mahu kevan nimucha havile mashka. Do we say that since it's kind of immolated, it's just like a regular mashka anymore? We don't even relate to it as having any integrity as a separate source of tuma. Dilma hay uchlu. Or maybe it still retains its status. What would we say about a sheretz on top of shechvas zera? Since the shechvas zera is no longer in the body, shechvas zera being a source of tuma, sheretz al gabi mechatas, which are used to purify the parah aduma, mechatas tzafin al gabi hamayim, they're floating in the water, mahu. So the Gemara says, Lo yadinan teku. We don't know any of these 12 cases or thereabouts that we related. We don't really know how exactly we're going to be able to deal with any of these cases. These are all legitimate and fair questions. What's the most important point we saw today? Point is very, very clear. Okay? That we have two sources of tumah. There's tumah yadua, tumah that you know about, and we're going to have to deal with that accordingly. Remember, according to Rabbi Lazar, if you find out about it, after the completion of 30 days, so maybe it's only going to be Soser Shiva, but even there, the Gemara said, most likely, we're going to assume that according to Rabbi Lazar, that only applies when the Tumah happened before the 30 days. But that's all one kind of Tumah. But what about a Tumah Satahom? What about a Safik? So here we say, what does everything largely depend upon? Your initial status. A very simple principle. Uncertainties do not overturn certainties. Ein safek motzi midei vada. Doesn't change it. If I went into a cave, tahor, to cool off, and then I see a dead body, and I don't know with any certainty that I touched the dead body or smile on the dead body, my status is tahor. If, on the other hand, I went in tameh, then I have to be concerned that maybe I touched the dead body. So here, the chazaka me'ikara. Okay? Now, does it mean that we're always going to treat every case of tumah the same? No. Because as we've seen before, when it comes to things that are daraisa, we can rely on that. Nazir, Korban Pesach. But when it comes to higher levels, like truma, like kadshim, right, mala asu, the rabbis are going to tell us that no, we want greater certainty before, you know, you're going to deal with those topics. And then again, we got into the mechanics. So is the whole span blocked? Even if the whole span is blocked, is it one integrated mace? Maybe you could have walked through the raindrops. How did you pass through? All of these details are going to begin to matter, and you're going to have to drill down into those topics. So God willing, we shall hold it up there. And Sunday morning at the regular time, we'll pick things up on the very top of Samach Dalet on the base. Just to review, we have a few days. Sunday, we're going to learn at a regular time, 7:15. Monday, God willing, we are going to make the Siyum. Sunday night, everybody is invited in person. There will be a Zoom option. Everybody's invited in person to our introduction to Masechta Sota, Miracle Waters. An introduction to Masechta Sota. It's always a wonderful feeling. We thank Nathan again for his very kind sponsorship in memory of his father. of the Siyum of Masechta Nazir. Look forward to celebrating together with everybody this wonderful accomplishment and then being on the road for Sota. And please make note of the fact that I got you out of Masechta Nazir in time for the Dalet Kosa. So,
thanks,
one of my goals, you know. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. You, Martin, I could tell that you knew about the cross span, you know? You remember that? You're not going anywhere, not for the next few days. That's what they were. That's basically what it was. Right, that's a good point. Martin, a wonderful day. Thank you.